In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As you have no doubt noticed, whenever certain people ask Jesus a question, it's usually not because they want an answer. It's because they want to trip him up. They want him to come down on one side or the other of a controversial question, or they want him to say something that they can use against him to either get him thrown in jail or get him killed. And almost always, when Jesus is asked these questions, he turns the tables upon those who are asking him of it. So, for example, when the Sadducees came up with their rather clever way of denying the resurrection, you know, the woman who was married to seven brothers in succession because of the Levirate law. And then in the resurrection, whose wife shall she be? And Jesus uses that as the occasion to tell them that in the resurrection there will be no marriage. So those of you who are married, never fear. Eventually it will stop in the resurrection. So there is a way to get out other than divorce. You know, so don't worry, just be patient. And today, we see Jesus after having cleansed the temple. Now remember, he comes there and he finds the temple being made religion marked. You know, the fast food of the BC generation. You know, where there are people. You know, they don't have to worry about bringing their own sacrifice to the temple. They can come there and then go to the ancient vending machines and get their animal for sacrifice, and they get their money changed. Everything's very convenient, and the temple has been turned into a mechanical place of commerce, and so the Lord cleanses the temple. So he's asked, by what authority do you do these things? And if Jesus had said, my own authority, they say, you don't have that authority, we're going to arrest you. Or, the authority is from God. Blasphemy! We get arrested then. So they figured they had him trapped. And so he turns it on their head and said, all right, tell me what your opinion of John the Baptist is. Is it of human or divine origin, his baptism? Now, if they'd been honest, they would have said human, because they didn't believe in John. But they knew that the people believed something else, and they wanted to curry favor with the people. And if they had said divine, they would be lying. And then Jesus, again, they would have said, then why didn't you believe him? Jesus didn't answer. And the reason why he didn't answer wasn't because he was afraid or anything like that. It's because it was not yet his hour. Remember when he is brought before Caiaphas, and he's asked, who are you? And Jesus says, I'm the Messiah. And the high priest tears his clothes and says, blasphemy. That was his hour. That would be the cause of his death. Because he would, in plain language, be declaring who he is. Which is what he did with his words and his miracles the whole time. But in plain language, he would declare who he is. And this would lead to his crucifixion. It was not yet his hour when this was asked. But he uses this to point out the hypocrisy of the scribes and the Pharisees and the temple priests. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.